Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shira's Pantzer, in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Mem Tes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting in the third line from the top of Amud Aleph. The Mishnah mentions that when you have a window between two chatzeres, you have an opening between the two courtyards. If it's Arbo al Arbo means it's four tfachim by four tfachim. It connects the chatzeres together, and they can do an eruv together if they want to. Says the Gemara now, lo yisof davar kol arbo al arbo v'toy chasor. If the 4x4 is in within 10 tefachim to the ground, then clearly that's what we talk about in the Mishnah. El afilu miktsas arbo v'toy chasor kimishu kol arbo al arbo v'toy chasor. What happens if the window is higher than the ground and is only partially within 10 tefachim to the ground? Not the entire windows within 10 tefachim. Only a portion of it. That's the question, the way Rabbi Chaim explains it. And the Gemara now goes on to answer the question by saying the following. If the window is a 4x4 tefachim, it may need to be completely within 10 tefachim to the ground. But if the window is larger, then maybe not. So this is the Gemara like this. Hayav b'hekef tishim v'shisha tefachim. If it's a square window, which has a circumference of 96 tefachim, which means it's a 4 amos by 4 amos, because every amos is 6 tefachim. 6 times 4 is 24 tefachim for each side. 24 times 4 is 96. So if it's a square of 96 tefachim, afilu kol shu b'toy chasoro, kimi shekol arbo arbo b'toy chasoro. See, even if it's a very small portion of the window within 10 tefachim, it's considered to be as if you have a 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim within 10 tefachim to the ground. It could be that the amount of opening within the ground is only a tefach by tefach, but because it's such a large window, which is a 4 amos by 4 amos, so even a portion of it is good enough to be close to the ground. Says the Gemara, but what happens if hoiso agulo? What happens if the window's circle is not a square? Ve'ayabo hekef, and the Gius of Reb Chaim is tishim v'shisho. Meaning I have the circumference, the same circumference that I have on the square. It's 96. But you don't have the same area because it's a circle. According to the cheshbon of the Gemara, and the math of the Gemara, that means you lose a third in terms of the area. This rule that when you have a window of 4 amos by 4 amos, even a portion of it is good enough to be within 10 tefachim, does that work for a circle window as well? Do you say as long as the circumference of the window is 96 tefachim, so if it's within 4-10 tefachim to the ground, it's good enough, even a small portion of it, to be within 10 tefachim to the ground? And Mo does not answer this question. Says the Gemara, Ma'u lemad bekelim. We said the window needs to be within 10 tefachim to the ground. Let's say the window is not 10 tefachim to the ground. Can you put kelim, put some vessels on the floor, to make the window closer, so the height of the window will be less than 10 tefachim? Says the Gemara Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Omar Memati Mekelim. Yes, you could use kelim to reduce the distance between the floor and the window. Rav Yehuda Yitzchak Bar Tavlai Omar Biyachanon Ein Memati Mekelim. You can use kelim for this purpose. Says the Gemara Tama Nami Machlekes Rav Chiya Rabo Vabishwa Bar Biyosi. It's a machlekes of other Amoraim. Chad Omar Osur V'Chad Omar Mutar. It's machlekes is Mutar Osur. The one who says Asur, maybe he will come by mistake and carry it. And he won't realize that he carried it. And now the air is butter because the window is now within 10 tefachim. So Rabbi Yochanan says there's a solution for that. What you should do is take a beam and put it on the kli. And that will be a reminder not to remove the kleilim. And then you can use the kli as the item that reduces the height of the window. You can reduce the size of the window with any item, ba'avonim, with stones, with avonim, bricks. Uvesulam tsuri, uvesulam mitzri. Sulam tsuri and sulam mitzri are two different types of ladders. One is a larger and more heavier ladder, the tsuri one, and the mitzri one is a lighter one that can be moved. Fahu shekavli. It needs to be that he attached it to the ground. You don't have to attach it to the ground. So the Bright says you have to attach it to the ground. When he means attach, it doesn't mean actually attaching it to the ground, but making miyucha to it, meaning designating it to be used for this window, and mimeili is not going to move it. Rav Loi Paskin, like the Bright said, says you have to attach it to the ground. Rabbi Yoino, Rabbi Yoiso, Tayon. Both of them. One of them said the name of Mar Ukvon. One said the name of Nachba Yaakov. In order to use a ladder to reduce the height of the window, you need to have the distance between every rung of the ladder should be less than 3 tefachim. You need to have a width of 4 tefachim. Why? Because it needs to be somewhat of a wall that connects the window down to the ground. And that has to be less than 3 tefachim between every rug. And it needs to be 4 tefachim in order for it to be a size of a door, which is 4 tefachim. The amudim, the poles, where the ladder, the two sides of the ladder, they could be part of the 4. Why? Because people use the poles in order to go up the ladder. So it's part of the usage of the ladder. Yaso, Amayasa said, Koifet Shedriga. Koifet is a big bulk piece, either made out of wood or made out of stones. He made steps out of it. Mimait. That makes the window closer to the ground. It makes it more approachable. If the window is higher than 10 tefachim, which makes it too high, don't say you have amudim. Amudim, if you have poles, or maybe call it some railing to the koifes, to these stairs, they're not connected. They don't reduce the height of the window. So why, when you speak about a ladder, so the two poles on the sides do join the width of the ladder? Because nasis kishleva ovo. It became like a big step, meaning the two poles on the sides are part of the step because you use it to go up. Meaning what reduces the size of the window needs to be further away from the window, 4 tefachim. So you'll have here a space, a chash of a space, in order to reduce the size of the window. Not the entire ladder needs to be 4 tefachim away from the wall, but only that specific rung, the specific step, that makes the window less than 10 tefachim away from the ground, because from that step on, the window now is less than 10 tefachim, that needs to be 4 tefachim away from the window. But the next steps to get to the window can be tilted on the side going towards the wall. So the Rav Yaakov de Rome, has the following thing. He brings a wall, a board, which is 7 tefachim and a half. And he puts it higher from the ground, 3 tefachim. Motor means that gives you a wall of 10 tefachim. And that's a good mechitzo for Shabbos. Whenever you need a mechitzo of 10, 7 tefachim plus within 3 tefachim of lovewood from the ground, that gives you the mechitzo of 10. And here he's saying, meaning what the Gemara is saying is, there we say lovud is 3 tefachim. And as long as you have less than 3 tefachim, it's considered to be closed. Here we're saying it needs to be 4 tefachim away from the wall. Because the shiur makam is 4 tefachim. Masha less than 4 tefachim is sasum. So is it 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim? Says the Gemara, yet by Makshayachikash. This question is not a question. So Rabbi Chaim explains, there's an implied answer over here. That's very simple. 3 tefachim lovewood means the less than 3 tefachim, yeah, it's considered to be closed. 4 tefachim is a shiur makim. I need to have that the ladder should not be more than 4 tefachim away from the wall to have a chash of a makim. Now clearly there's a difference between 4 tefachim and 3 tefachim. So says the Gemara, but I could ask a different question. It says like this: Hivid doivin shel arbas tefachim v'kolshu. Why do we say that you need to have a board of 7 tefachim? I could do the same thing with a board of 4 tefachim plus. How? Because what you do is you take the board of 4 tefachim plus, you distance it from the ground 3 tefachim, less than 3 tefachim away from the ground. So now you have a height of what? Of 7 tefachim, because you have the distance of 3 and you have the board of 4. And now you add a rope above the board, which is going to be less than 3 tefachim away from the board. So I have over here 10. So why do I have to have a board of 7? Have a board of 4 plus, which is less than 3 tefachim away from the ground, and less than 3 tefachim away from the rope. And says the Gemara, Yavo Kai Demar Rabbi Yochanan. This goes like we learned the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'imid v'acholo mitztarfim l'arbo. Ha'imid, we're talking about the ha'imid is when you have next to a pit, and you want the pit and the earth, which is next to it, to join, to become a mokim. They could join together to be arbo, which is the size of Shusha Yochit. Fusha ha'imid rabbi al'acholo. As long as the ha'imid, the earth, the pile of earth, is greater than the cholol, greater than the whole of the pit. And what we learned from there, as we saw it earlier in the Masechta, is that you need to have the oimid greater than the hole in one side, not in two sides. Meaning the oimid needs to be greater than the openings, than all openings combined. So here, if I have four tefachim plus, and I have three tefachim above, three tefachim below, so the parutz, the area which is not closed, is close to six tefachim, is greater than the oimid. I need to have the oimid greater than the parutz. So that's why I require a board of seven plus, so that it's greater than the opening, which is less than three. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Mem Tes.